Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Welcome to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. Today we're joined by Christian Wolanin, who is calling us from Slovakia, where the U.S. men's national team is getting ready to take on Denmark on Saturday. Hey, Christian, thanks for taking the time to talk to us today.
Thanks for having me.
So it's an off day for Team USA after what turned out to be a tougher than expected game yesterday against Great Britain. What were some of your thoughts about the game and about the performance by the Brits?
Yeah, no, like you said, it was obviously a closer game than expected, and that's nothing to say against Great Britain. And but it's almost human nature to kind of go into a game that's not Canada or Russia or Sweden or any of the powerhouses, so to speak. And I don't want to say you let up, but you know what I'm saying. You almost do kind of just naturally. And sometimes those teams, with the amount of heart that they play with and the amount of passion that they play with, will catch you off guard. And that's what they did that night. They were an energetic bunch, and with a really, really good goaltender that just competed and played hard, and they really gave us a good game.
And you had some pretty colorful fans there for the Brits. I know you're focused on the matter at hand on the ice, but do you ever take some time to look up in the stands and see some of those fans and hear some of their chants and things like that?
Oh, you do, for sure. I mean, for me, this is my first international experience and my first time in Europe, so that was the first thing I noticed. I didn't play the first game of tournament against Slovakia, so I was up there in the stands, and just to hear the atmosphere and be a part of it, almost just watching it from above, and to see the passion that they cheer with on every single play, in between whistles, literally the whole game. There's chants. You can't understand a word, obviously, but just the way they treat hockey here is really something special. And then as for the Great Britain game specifically, we were able to understand them because it was English. But it's just so passionate, and there's so much energy around it. And whether the score was 2-2 or 6-3, they were going the whole game. And they gave their team a standing ovation after, and that's just what makes hockey such a special game.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Well, during the win, Patrick Kane set the all-time scoring mark among Americans competing in the World Championships. How nice is it to have Patrick on your team rather than having to defend against him?
Yeah. I mean, well, he's. I was actually listening to. I think it might have been TSN today. There was a little something on Twitter. They were just reading off his accomplishments and his achievements throughout his career, and it was almost like the announcer was out of breath. You know, he's just such a terrific player, such a good teammate, and it's just definitely nice to have him on your side, like you said, rather than to be defending one of his million moves. So it's great to be on a team with him, and we're lucky that a superstar of his caliber is honored to come and represent his country like he is.
Absolutely. So you guys don't play again until Saturday when you take on Denmark. How nice is it to get a couple days off in the middle of the tournament?
Yeah. Well, it's a long tournament, as you know. That it's about a month long, and you got the Germany pre-tournament, and then you come here for a day and practice and kind of get into the main tournament. But it turns into a lot longer than you think. And just to have a day like today where you don't even have to go to the rink or nothing mandatory, really just on your own, whatever you want to do, is a big deal, because even though it's just one day, it feels like kind of just the amount of rest that you need. And then tomorrow we'll get back to a hard practice and be ready to go for our next game.
So did today offer you the opportunity to do any sightseeing, to check out where you're located and something like that?
Yeah. Well, some of the guys went golfing. Mark Boxer set up the golf for some of the guys, and my opinion on the golf was, if I would have wanted to golf, I would have just stayed home from the tournament. So I took the opportunity to just, yeah, like you said, see what Costita had to offer, walk around the streets, see a little bit of the culture here, and like you said, kind of just sightsee and take it all in. And it was cool. It's just a cool little city. Obviously, like I said, it's my first time in Europe, so I'm just trying to soak it all in, and it's been a really great experience so far.
How nice has it been to get to know some of the some of your teammates, guys that you do battle against during the course of the season?
Yeah. Well, I mean, going back to Kaner, I mean, that's a guy that I looked up to when I was young, and I was a forward growing up, playing for Little Caesars in Detroit, Michigan. I always wanted to do things like Patrick Kane, tape my stick like him, all the little things when he was first coming into the league, and then just to share the ice with him and get to know him as a guy off the ice is really one of the cooler experiences I've had in my hockey career so far. And then as for other guys, like I guess from a learning perspective, you got guys like Ryan Suter, Alec Martinez, Brady Shea, and I know Shea is younger in the league still, but just to kind of just watch them every day in practice, watch them off the ice, their habits and the way that they carry themselves as a young guy kind of just entering the league like myself, it's just that's what you come here for, is to get an experience like this and learn what it takes to be a pro on and off the ice. And I couldn't be more honored to represent my country in such a cool tournament like this.
Oh, no question. Well, you kind of just answered my next question, but I'll ask it anyway. You played 70 games this year with Ottawa and the Belleville Senators. That's a lot of hockey. What went into your decision to compete at the World Championships, and how long did it take you to kind of make your decision on that?
Well, there really was no decision for me. The moment I got the call, it was an automatic yes for me. I knew that I was going to come here and probably not get the most minutes and probably not get the most opportunity to kind of, I guess, be a major part of the team. But at the same time, like all that stuff I was just saying, just to be out there with some of these guys and to learn from them on a day-to-day basis, I think is going to be huge for my summer and huge for next year. Because like you said, I only played 70 games and only 30 of those were in the NHL. So I got a lot to learn and a lot to prove to not only the Senators but to myself that I can play in the NHL for a full season and for a long time. So, like I said, the decision was simple for me. I got the call. Actually, I was probably I'm assuming I was the last guy added to the roster because I got the call about 3 days before the tournament. And whether it was just to fill a spot or whatever their mindset was, I mean, this is a potential once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to represent USA and just to be a part of such a select group of guys like this. And like I said, just to get some early experience like this. And hopefully one day I can come here and be a major part of things and a major contributor. But for now, I'm just honored to even have my name mentioned in it.
So how has playing on this, the bigger ice surface, how does that suit your style of play?
I love it. I was looking forward to it coming over. Obviously, the first couple of days were a little bit of a grind on the lungs and the legs, but I love the open ice, and it allows for more creativity, more space. For a guy like me, I like to think that I skate pretty well, so it allows me to use my legs a little bit more. It really is just, it's fun, and it kind of gives you an inside look at why guys from Europe come over to the U.S. And bring that different style of play. I mean, growing up on this sheet is, like I said, it allows for a little bit more creativity and a little bit more more room to maneuver. So it's, I love it. I personally love it. And I'm sure the guys have the same opinion about the lungs, the legs, but once you're adjusted to it, it's a blast.
So I know a lot's been made of the fact that your dad played in three of these tournaments and was the captain of Team USA in 1994. How special is it for you to follow in those kind of footsteps and to add this to your playing resume, especially so, you know, early in your career?
Yeah, it's a huge honor, and like you said, just he was captain, so just to be here in the first place, like I said, is a big deal for me, and he was very proud of me as well, but. More than anything, it's kind of more motivation to hopefully one day not necessarily be captain, because obviously only a handful of guys get that opportunity, but just to come here as a bigger part of things one day is kind of now on the radar, and it's a new goal for me and my career going forward. But for now, yeah, just to have my name on the roster and to get this experience, and I guess as you said, following the footsteps is a really cool thing. And my dad will be here in a couple of days with my little sister, just so for him to relive it almost through me and to see it all, kind of the differences and what it was like when he played and what it's like for me now, I think is something that a bond that we can share now that's going to be pretty special.
Oh, no question about that. Well, my last question for you is that, you know, you hold dual citizenship in both Canada and the United States and obviously are making your career north of the border up in Ottawa. Do you think you'll have any special feelings when you face off against the Canadians in, I think it's next Tuesday, and what looks like it's going to be a huge game for the standings in the tournament?
No, I mean, it's the only feelings I'll have are the same ones that the rest of my U.S. teammates are having here. It's going to be that rivalry. It's going to be, I mean, obviously there's respect amongst the guys and amongst the countries, but that's a rivalry that I think is probably the biggest in hockey. So to play, to be a part of that game is going to be something special. And there will be no, as much as I love Ottawa and have respect for my mom and her Canadian side of the family, there'll be no, not much Canadian love on that day.
Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. Well, we'll be definitely watching from back home and cheering you guys on. But I wanted to thank you again for taking the time and your willingness to share some of your thoughts with us. And good luck the rest of the way in the tournament.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. And thanks, everybody, for listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Jeff Carpenter. Be sure to follow us on usahockeymagazine.com, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.